The Lesson Team with Steve Riggs begins now.
I'm talking to Gregor Jameson, the director of golf at the Lake Nona Golf and Country Club in Orlando. Gregor, I got dizzy when I walked into the club fitting area out at the back of the range in the new facility. Can you tell listeners about this absolutely dynamic club fitting situation that exists at Lake Nona and a few other exclusive places? Because I just find it so interesting.
Last year, we added a learning facility with basically, you know, state-of-the-art club making partnered with TruSpec, who are getting quite the reputation nationally and internationally for being great club builders.
Right.
And that has been a fabulous partnership. So we're really excited about everything we're doing going forward with regard to teaching and club fitting. One of the things about fitting clubs is being able to try so many things. That's the first challenge. TruSpec have really overcome that situation with a universal fitting system. So we are not brand specific, although I will say that, you know, we are biased towards a tailor-made company, but we sell all brands. All brands are able to be tested, all the major brands. And so when you come, if you were going through a fitting, we would map your set out, meaning that we'd frequency match your drive, your 6-iron and your 3-wood and hybrid if you're doing a full set, including your wedges. And then we have a master club fitter who will then, you know, take you on the range and use, you know, launch monitor, trackman to see how the ball flight's doing, the ball speed, the launch conditions, etc. And he will keep working with you till we get best fit possible. His role is not necessarily, he does transact the sale of clubs, but his role is different in the sense that we wanted him to give the best advice possible. So in many cases, we'll find players have a driver that can't be matched by anything. Or they may only need 2 or 3 clubs, or they might need a whole set. So it really just depends on what they need. But the opportunity to try all the different shafts and all the different situations, lengths, is remarkable. And then when TruSpec build the clubs, then they're frequency matching shafts so that it is truly a custom fit. So what you tried on the range when it comes is going to be what you ordered in terms of not just what it says on the label, it's going to react and perform the same way. So when the clubs arrive to our, you know, when they arrive in our facility for delivery, if somebody's picking the clubs up, then we go back and we frequency match to make sure that everything was done correctly. And so we're seeing tremendous improvement in the sort of, I'll say, from the 4 handicap range up to around 20.
Really?
Because mid-handicap range in particular, because they tend to swing in a very repetitive fashion, funnily enough.
Right.
And so when you can get clubs that work and fit them well, mm-hmm. their improvement is startling at times. I mean, it's absolutely amazing how many yards they pick up and
right.
how their dispersion improves. It's just fascinating to watch. So we're really excited about that too. And part of that offering is a putting fitting. I think we have 31 different styles of putter heads. And if you put all the shafts on them, you can build 900 different ways to build putters.
Right.
You know, so if you took all the heads in the boxes and put them on all the different shafts, I think we have something like 3,800 different ways to build a club, which is totally ridiculous. But still, most people will fall into somewhere in a 5 or 6 shaft range and a head design that will suit. And very often, when people come in, you know, I want to try a set of blah, blah, blah clubs.
Right, right, right.
And they finish up somewhere else totally different because the performance was much better with another brand they would least expect. So, you know, that's what's really fantastic about it.
When you and the club fitter that I met, actually, I think he's from Ohio originally.
Yes, he is, yeah.
But when you all started opening the drawers of all of the heads, I had never seen anything like that in my life.
That's amazing.
All of the shafts, and the way technology has improved. The gentleman that was showing me how quick they can, you know, epoxy can dry and the machines that they have to do that in just a matter of minutes or half an hour or something.
Well, it's about 5 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, the workshop, you know, we were always going to do club fitting there. We were always going to do teaching.
Right.
Didn't realize that we'd finish up going to the level of club fitting that we're doing. But the goal when we built that workshop, Steve, was quite frankly we needed to have all the equipment in there that a touring professional would find on tour or indeed in a custom workshop in any of the major facilities. So if you went to TaylorMade or Titleist workshop in California, all the components that are in our workshop exist there also. So we can build from the ground up if we need to. And we can make alterations and do repairs at a very high level. And that's, you know, when we're kind of golf-centric with a lot of tour pros knocking around, it's really important to do it at a high level.
if someone wanted to check out TruSpec, is there a website that they could go to?
Yes, they can go and visit TruSpecGolf.com. They can read about TruSpec's facilities globally, and they can make appointments through there too. Interestingly, Turnberry, where I'm from originally, you know, where I grew up, my dad was a pro there, as you know.
Right.
There's a TruSpec facility at Turnberry in Scotland also, which is kind of funny.